I think families are a huge part of the classroom for all kids. They know their kids the best. They've spent the most time with them. They've known them from day one, and they can provide us a lot of insight about the child, what they like, what they don't like, how they respond to different situations, strategies that have worked in the past, strategies that haven't worked in the past. Often kids are different at home and at school, so they can really provide us a lot of insight into what the child is doing at home or out in the community and what's important to them, because each family has something different that's important for them and for their child to be working on. It's important to be consistent across different settings. So if they're doing something at home that seems to really work, how can we make that work in our classroom, or vice versa? If we're seeing something that's really working and maybe the family is struggling with that, how can we help them use the same strategies at home so the child's receiving the same support everywhere, so they're getting used to, this is how I behave in all situations, or this is how I work through these situations at home and at school. I try to keep an open line of communication and gather information from them and then talk to them a lot about how well their child is doing in the classroom. They know that their child's going to struggle with a lot of things. That's a given. So we touch on that some, but I always like to focus on the positive and, you know, oh, today he said this word that he's never said before. We made eye contact at circle time and those kinds of things to really help them see that their child is being successful. And then really talking to the families about what's a struggle at home and how can we help with that. And then saying, you know, we were really struggling with how are we going to get your child to stay seated at lunchtime. And that was a struggle for us. And these are some things we've tried and it's really working. So if you're having this struggle at home, maybe you can use some of the same strategies. And some families have offered to make visuals for them and those kinds of things. Just anything that we're doing at school that could help them at home.